and parcel of the expansion of the kingdom. All of us who are believers, basically, according to Ephesians 2:10, have been ordained unto good works. And the top of the parade, if you will, of those good works is having an impact on people's lives for the gospel. Some sow, some water. We all have a part to play, and we play it collectively and not just individually. Even though there are times when God uses someone in a kind of a solo effort to bring someone to Christ, it's usually the result of many people giving a testimony over a period of time or living a godly life that makes the gospel acceptable to them. So we all participate. But the distinguishing mark of fruitful believers who are used to bring others to Christ is that they hear the Word of God. So you find that as the unifying theme, the sun in which the solar system of this particular section moves around. Go to verse 23. Verse 23, we'll start there. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, he said that back in verse 9. That's a distinguishing element. Not everybody has ears to hear. Not everybody understands divine truth. Not everybody gets it. Not everybody believes it, embraces it, loves it, obeys it, of course. True believers do. So it's as if he's saying, all right, I'm now going to talk to true believers. And what distinguishes you? You have ears to hear. What happened at your salvation was the Lord opened your spiritual ears, right? And all of a sudden, the Word of God took on new meaning, and you began to hunger for it and long for it like a baby desires milk, as Peter puts it. You hear, you get it, you understand it. So if you're among those who can hear, our Lord says, then listen. Then comes this very important statement in verse 24. And he was saying to them meaning to the disciples and the apostles who are distinguished from the crowd. If you go back to verse 13, he said to them. If you go back to verse 11, he said, was saying to them. And you ask, who is them? Go back to verse 10, as soon as he was alone, his followers are identified. So we are the ones who have the ears to hear, and these things are being explained to us. And here's the key statement in verse 24. Take care, says the NAS, take care what you listen to. You are the ones who have ears to hear. Be careful how you hear. That is a very, very important statement. Let me tell you what it is in the Greek. It's a real simple phrase.